Jeff and Wendy Lee are well-known figures on the border as the former owner-operators of High Point Furniture. In recent years, though, Jeff and Wendy have had a different life challenge to manage, coping and learning how to deal with Jeff gradually becoming more affected by Parkinson's, which you might well be aware affects your neurological system and your motor control functions. That's what causes your hands to shake. It can make your body feel a bit out of control. Handshaking, of course, one of the most identifiable symptoms of Parkinson's. With a big Parkinson's fundraiser walk in Sumption Gardens this Sunday, I spoke with Jeff and Wendy Lee yesterday and asked firstly about just how it's affecting his life at the moment.
Well, in my case, I started off with a shaky hand about 7 years ago, which I tried to hide. I put my hand in my pocket. So people didn't really see what I was. My hand was shaking.
Why did you think it was shaking?
I could feel it. And
but I think we both realised that perhaps Parkinson's was perhaps going to be the diagnosis.
And then when I was diagnosed, I started to realise it's an insidious thing. It creeps up on you. And slowly, as the years go by, I was hands stiffened up on my sides and legs. I can't walk now like I used to go walking every morning. I can't do that. And you tend to stoop, and there's lots of different things.
And you've got a walking stick there, which you were saying that helps with your balance.
The balance, yes. I've just lost a bit of balance in the last 6 weeks. And that's probably been the biggest jump I felt with the Parkinson's coming on, and where it goes from there remains to be seen.
It's obviously a frustration. It must be a major frustration.
Yes.
For you, your life, your freedom, for both of you. How have you dealt with that? How have you coped with that change?
Well, thank goodness I've got a very good wife. Because it's amazing the things you need help with. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do buttons up properly. Can't put my shoes and socks on, and just little things like that that frustrate you and can be a bit annoying.
And we do get really good support from the community, but our own family, we have three children and their families living locally, plus Parkinson's Aubrey Wodonga,
which is a local support group.
Yes, and they're really excellent because they have wonderful guest speakers coming along educating us, and mainly we find it quite relevant. Alicia is our coordinator, and she has a wonderful team from the Wodonga Hospital who come on a monthly basis and give us morning tea and provide us with all these really good guest speakers.
What's something that you've heard from these guest speakers that's maybe helped you? I don't mean medication, but maybe just something of shared experiences.
I guess things that you can expect to come, like different people who have falling over, and I fall over occasionally, and just different things that they talk to you about energy loss and anxiety and depression. If you know that sort of thing's on, and they tell you how to get around that, and they're very good, and the guest speakers are excellent. Sometimes we have the nurse from Parkinson's Victoria come up, and he's very good and can talk to you about medication and all sorts of things. So if we're ever really worried about something, we can ring up
Victor
at the Parkinson's Victoria. And
speaking of the medication, you were telling me about your special watch, because you've got to take medication pretty regularly across the day.
Yes, I take pills every 3.5 hours. And I've got this watch that's got a vibrator in it, and it goes off every 3.5 hours. And if I take the tablet, then I'm right. But if I forget by half an hour or so, it throws me out all day. And
what do the pills do for you? What are they addressing?
Well, it's the pills I've got have got dopamine in them, levodopa, and something else. I can never remember the name of it.
Because part of Parkinson's is a lack of dopamine,
yes,
a loss of dopamine.
Yes, it comes from your brain, in the back of your head, that produces dopamine, which controls the movement of your body. And the dopamine tablets release more dopamine into your body and relieves you from the shaking.
It reduces the shaking. I'm not quite sure how that happens.
I don't know how it happens. they're doing a operation now called deep brain stimulation. Some Parkinson's people can have that operation, and a couple of them around here have had that done, and it's amazing how it stops the shakes.
Does it work for everybody?
No, it doesn't work for everybody, but they have about 85% success rate, but it doesn't cure it. It stops it for a while, and then it proceeds down the line, might last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a wire into the brain where the dopamine is, into your chest, to like a pacemaker. And when you feel the shakes coming on, you have a little remote control and turn the up a bit, and that releases the dopamine.
Yeah, sounds a little bit like the $6 million man, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Is that the sort of thing you're considering?
Well, I hope to have it done, but my medication hasn't been working too good lately.
It needs to.
When it becomes regular, you have highs and ons and offs, they call it. It's like a waves. And when you take the pill, it takes about half an hour for it to start to work, and then you're on and you feel okay. And then it wears off about 2 hours, and then you wait and take your pill, and then away you go again.
On ABC Goulburn Murray, Jeff and Wendy Lee in the studio with us. Jeff and Wendy both dealing with Jeff's Parkinson's. You mentioned about the support group and how much of a help that's been to both of you and the guest speakers. Mm. And yet it's not necessarily as well attended, shall we say, as it could be. Why do you think that is?
I think it's people are embarrassed to come out and tell people that they've got Parkinson's. I'm in Rotary, and I had a lady come along to talk to us about the deep brain stimulation. And a lot of the fellas from the Rotary Club didn't really know a great deal about it. And a couple of them have said, really, I should go and have a test. And I can see that they've got Parkinson's.
How can you tell?
When you're unconsciously sitting there and the hands shake, and some of them, a couple of them have got bad balance. And it's part of it, and it's worthwhile getting it checked on.
Well, if those symptoms are pronounced enough that you can see them, are they deliberately not wanting to go to the doctor? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, well, one fella said, I don't want to know.
I can understand that, but
yeah,
still.
I didn't want to know either, but since I've been going to the support group, and then I've got more confidence with it, and when I got the walking stick, I thought, strike, I fancy walking around with that. And my daughter's a nurse, and she said, no, you've got to use it, because I've had a couple of falls. And
I reckon I'll be the same. Mm. It happens to me. It happened to my grandfather.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll see. You've got this big walk that's coming up, Assumption Gardens,
yes,
on Sunday. What's the idea?
Oh, well, it is a fundraiser. It's $5 to do the walk, and we're going to have a sausage sizzle. And get as many people along and make them aware of Parkinson's, and see if we can raise some money to help.
So you can't go wrong with a sausage sizzle.
No, you cannot, can you?
And the money's going to go towards research into Parkinson's disease?
For research and going to the support groups to keep the support group going.
All right, for people who want to come along, we want everybody to go along to this fundraiser and awareness walk in support of Parkinson's disease this Sunday at Assumption Gardens in Wodonga. What time does it start?
11 o'clock.
And how long do you think the walk will take?
Oh. It'd take me an hour to walk around Assumption Lake, but it, I don't know, half an hour.
Right, so as long as it takes to do one
it's
circuit.
It's only a walk, it's not a run.
All right, and then you come back and have your sausage.
Yes.
Or two, perhaps.
Yeah.
Mm. And what about people who want to know about the Parkinson's support group in the Albury-Wodonga region, at the very least?
Well, the best way to get in touch with them is to get in touch with Parkinson's Victoria. And they've got a 1-800 number that you can ring, and it's...
No,
one,
it's Victoria.
1-800-644-189. That's for country callers. And you could either get Parkinson's Victoria or Parkinson's New South Wales.
If you call from the border?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, 1-800-644-189.
That's right.
For Parkinson's Victoria or perhaps Parkinson's New South Wales, yes. But it won't matter.
But they'll put you onto the right track and put you in touch with the local group. And
in the meantime, we'll see you 11 a.m. Assumption Gardens. The big fundraiser walk and sausage sizzle this Sunday.
Thanks, Joseph.
All right. Jeff and Wendy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Pleasure.